As I searched the cavern where I stood, I noticed that the majority of the large power cords that ran down the wall of the shaft seemed to curve into the tunnel on my left. Only one cord split and entered the corridor to my right. Without any other useful information to help predict which area I should investigate, I opted to follow the electricity to wherever it might lead. On the side of the left wall, the beam of my flashlight danced across what appeared to be a light switch box. Returning the light to the area confirmed that, indeed, it was a light switch with three toggle switches. I walked across the space and flipped all three to the on position. Light filled the cavern and blinded me for a second. After the brief shock of the fluorescent bulb's sensory attack, my eyes were back, and I could see that lights lined both hallways, with one every 30 or 40 feet. I made my way back across the floor of the cavern and started to make my way down the left tunnel with all the power cords. Surprisingly, the tunnel was fairly large, at least 7 feet tall and 8 to 10 feet wide in most areas. I could see that the tunnel curved to the left ahead. After walking the length of maybe half a football field, I came to a large steel door that appeared out of place at the bottom of a mine. It looked more like the opening to a jail cell or wine cellar than anything else. Beyond the door was pitch darkness. Maybe this is simply the end of the mine, I thought to myself. Or maybe there was a cave-in, and any movement beyond this point was considered dangerous. I shook the bars of the door to no avail. The sturdiness of the door was extraordinary. Shining the flashlight toward the side of the door's frame showed the painstaking care that had been taken to solidify its position in the middle of the tunnel. The door had been professionally installed with a firm commitment to keeping people from going beyond that point. Intrigued, I decided I must continue, otherwise my exploration had been for naught. The door was kept closed by one of the thickest chains I had ever seen. It was woven around the frame twice and secured by a large padlock that demanded a key. I felt the top of the door frame and looked around the area for a possible hiding place, but found nothing. Standing in front of the cage-like door with hands on my hips, I remembered the gun. Shooting a gun in those close quarters gave me pause. A ricochet in the wrong direction could be deadly. About 20 feet behind me, part of the right wall jutted out just enough to give me some cover, but I wondered if I could hit the mark from that distance. I walked back to find a suitable position and grabbed a couple discarded rocks from the floor to use in order to aim the flashlight at my target. With the beam squarely focused on the lock, I crouched into shooting position behind the rock outcropping. I steadied my aim by resting my forearm on the piece of rock that jutted out farthest from the wall, took a deep breath, and fired the 9mm Beretta. The explosion of the shot was deafening, and my ears immediately started to ring. The recoil caused me to kick over the flashlight after I fired. Picking up the flashlight, I looked back at the lock. Bingo! Although I had missed the lock itself, the bullet had taken out the link immediately above the lock, which allowed me to slide the lock off the chain. The heavy steel-framed door creaked open as I pushed it forward toward the black tunnel in front of me. The ringing in my ears continued, causing my head to pound as though I had contracted a sudden-onset migraine. Using the flashlight, I carefully made my way into the pitch-black corridor. One large cable ran the length of the wall about 4 feet off the ground. In that part of the tunnel, I saw no light switches, or any source of light for that matter. I continued walking, looking closely at the ground immediately in front of my feet to ensure I didn't fall down an unexpected mine shaft. After a good 5 minutes of slow progress, I stepped into a larger room that appeared to be the terminus of the tunnel. I scanned the room with my flashlight and initially thought it must be a dead end, but as I turned around to head back, my eyes caught a glint of reflected light as the beam of my flashlight passed by a recessed portion of the wall. As I stepped toward the darkened depression in the wall, I could make out a crude doorknob fashioned to what appeared to be a piece of plywood attached to a couple hinges drilled into the rock. I opened the door and noticed a couple rock steps that seemed to lead to a small, slightly elevated chamber. On the right side of the wall, I noticed another light switch and flipped it on. As light flooded the tiny space, I found myself in some kind of high-tech control room.